不过加缪的局外人。
However, some outsiders,
你会明白，这个世界不接受一个不合群的异类。
You will understand that this world does not accept a misfit.
当一个人的表现没有去迎合大众的标准。
When a person's performance doesn't conform to the standards of the masses,
就会被判定为是不正确且不正常的。
It will be judged as incorrect and abnormal.
当虚伪成为常态。
When hypocrisy becomes commonplace,
真实。
True.
便是他最大的原罪。
This is his greatest original.
加缪用
useful
一个人在母亲葬礼上没有哭而被判了死刑的故事。
A story about a man who was sentenced to death for not crying at his mother's funeral.
撕开了社会荒诞无意义的一面。
Revealed the absurd and meaningless side of society.
但让人真正震颤的地方却在书的末尾。被判死刑的莫尔索在满天星斗下。
Of the truly shocking thing was that Melso, who was sentenced to death at the end of the game, was standing under the starry sky.
第一次向世界敞开心扉。
To open my heart to the world for the first time.
感到自己过去是幸福的。
I feel that I was happy in the past.
现在仍然是幸福的。
Still happy now.
他接纳了生命的无意义和死亡的必然。
He accepted the meaninglessness of life and the inevitability of death.
反而获得了极大的自由与安宁。
Instead, he gained great freedom and peace.
总的来说
，In general,
局外人不是教人们冷漠。
The indifference of outsiders is not the coldness of the teacher.
而是让我们思考。
Let's think about it.
在看似无意义的世界里
In the seemingly meaningless world
该如何不虚伪
How to be genuine
不逃避地活着
Living without evasion
他像一把冷峻的刀拨开了生活的表象
He is like a cold, sharp knife cutting through the superficiality of life
逼你直视那个根本的问题
Force you to face the fundamental surface
我究竟是为我自己而活
Am I really living for myself?
还是活在他人的目光里
Living in the eyes of others
今天分享加缪的小说《局外人》莫尔索是一家公司的小职员
Today, I'm sharing a story about a junior employee named Melso from a company called Adney
由于工作忙碌
Due to being busy at work
无暇在家
No time at home.
照料母亲，便将年迈的母亲送去了乡间的养老院。
Taking care of my mother, I sent my elderly mother to a nursing home in the countryside.
虽然邻居们都觉得莫尔索很无情。
Although the neighbors all thought Morsel was ruthless.
但莫尔索认为这是一个很好的选择。
But Moore thought it was a good choice.
毕竟
After all,
母亲需要人照顾，她微薄的薪水。
Mother needs someone to take care of him, and his meager salary is not enough.
实在无法负担给母亲请私人看护的费用。
I really can't afford the cost of hiring a private caregiver from my mother.
更何况
，Moreover,
他和母亲之间早已没有共同语言，在养老院。
And his mother no longer had a common language in the nursing home.
母亲还能找到同自己一起说话的人。
My mother can still find people to talk to.
小说的开头
The beginning of the novel.
莫尔索突然收到了养老院发来的电报。
Moore's suddenly received a telegram from the nursing home.
说他母亲去世了。
He said his mother had passed away.
明天举行葬礼。
Tomorrow we'll hold a funeral.
得知母亲去世的消息。
Upon hearing the news of my mother's passing,
莫尔索表现得异常平静。
The exhaustion that Moore displayed.
去参加母亲的葬礼时。
He attended his mother's funeral.
他也没有像其他人一样惺惺作态的痛哭。
He didn't cry like others did.
他不仅喝了养老院门房。
He not only drank the door of the nursing home.
端来的咖啡，抽了烟。
The coffee was brewed and the smoke rose.
甚至还在半夜守灵时。
Even during the night vigil.
因为太累而睡着了。
Because I was too tired, I fell asleep.
当母亲的葬礼结束后。
After the funeral of my mother.
莫尔索身心疲惫。
Moore was exhausted, both physically and mentally.
他只想赶紧躺在床上睡12个钟头。
He just wanted to lie in bed and sleep for 12 hours.
第二天醒来后,
The next day,
莫尔索便去海边洗海水浴。
Moore went to the beach to wash and bathe in the sea.
同女朋友一起看喜剧电影。
Watch a comedy movie with your girlfriend.
莫尔索的种种行为在外人看来简直是大逆不道。
The various behaviors of Moore were simply outrageous to outsiders.
冷酷无情。
Ruthless.
然而人们不知道的是
What people didn't know was.
在得知母亲去世后
After learning of my mother's passing,
莫尔索立即飞跑去车站。
Morris immediately ran to the station.
才赶上最后一班长途汽车。下车后
Just after getting off the last long distance bus,
他又不顾劳累。
He doesn't care about hard work.
对，步行两公里。
Not just 2 kilometers.
在第一时间赶到了80公里外的养老院。
Arrived at the nursing home 80 kilometers away as soon as possible.
莫尔索累到虚脱。
Moore collapsed from exhaustion.
只为能给母亲守灵。
Only to be able to attend my mother's funeral.
虽然他在母亲的葬礼上没有掉一滴眼泪。
Although he didn't shed a tear at his mother's funeral.
但每个人的表达方式有所不同。
But each person has a different way of expressing themselves.
他用心感受母亲生前的心情。
He carefully felt the emotions of his mother before her death.
而不是像所有人期待的那样。
Not as everyone expected.
在母亲死后。
After my mother's death.
用歇斯底里的痛哭流涕。
To cry hysterically.
表达悲伤。
Express sadness.
但这个世界就是这样。
This is the way the world is.
当一个人的表现没有去迎合大众的标准。
When a person's performance doesn't conform to the standards of the masses,
你都会被判定为是错的。
You will all be judged as wrong.
因此
Therefore,
我们总有一种群居意识。
We always have a sense of collectivism.
惧怕被疏离。
Fear of being alienated.
被排斥。
Exclusion.
惧怕孤单。
Fear of loneliness.
无依靠，习惯了。
Used to being independent.
通过和旁人保持一致。
I'm maintaining consistency with others.
来得到一种归属感和认同感。
To gain a sense of belonging and identification.
却逐渐忘了真正的感情。
But gradually forgot the true feelings.
无需成为一种表演。
Don't be a performance.
没有必要的迎合。
No unnecessary flattery.
只会让身心疲累。
Will only make you tired and exhausted.
疲累到忘记自己是如何真心去爱、去感受。
Exhausted to the point of forgetting how to truly love and feel.
本以为生活也就是这样了。
I thought life was like this.
可是生活偏偏给他开了个大的玩笑。
But life kept playing a cruel joke on him.
习惯
Abbott
身处局外的莫尔索偏偏被牵扯
Caught in the middle, Melbourne was drawn into the conflict.
其中莫尔索有一位邻居叫雷蒙
One of Moore's neighbors named Raymond.
一次莫尔索和雷蒙的朋友相约去海滩过周末
Once,A friend of Melvin and Raymond went to the beach for a weekend.
没想到遇到了几个阿拉伯人。
I didn't expect to meet a few Arabs.
这几个人是雷蒙的死对头。
These people are Raymond's enemies.
正试图找机会教训雷蒙。
I'm trying to find an opportunity to teach Raymond a lesson.
但因雷蒙和朋友们在一起
But because I was with my friends from Mongolia,
他们不敢贸然动手
They dared not act rashly.
虽然那几个阿拉伯人和莫尔索无冤无仇
Although those Arabs and Melvin had no conflict,
但因为他和雷蒙在一起
But because he was with Raymond,
自然而然成为了他们的敌人
They became their natural enemy.
所以当莫尔索和那几个阿拉伯人不期而遇
So when Marcelo and the few Arabs met unexpectedly,
对方便抽刀挥向莫尔索
The other side drew a knife and lunged at Morel.
为了自卫莫尔索的手情不自禁地插入口袋
To defend himself, Molo's hand instinctively reached into his pocket.
拔出了自己随身携带的手枪
He pulled out his pistol
朝着其中一个阿拉伯人扣动了扳机
He pulled the trigger on one of the Arabs
事后
Afterwards
莫尔索被捕入狱
Russell was arrested and imprisoned
在监狱中
In prison
莫尔索认为自己是正当防卫
Melvin believed that he was acting in self-defense
不久之后就能重获自由
Soon I will be free
不曾想
Never thought
随着案件的审理
With the prosecution of the case
一切都偏离了他预想的轨道
Everything deviated from his expectations
法庭上
In the courtroom
检察官并没有关注案件本身的细节
The prosecutor did not focus on the details of the case
而是请来了一些毫不相干的人。
Instead, they brought some unrelated people.
这些人中有养老院的院长。
Among these people were the director of a nursing home.
门房和莫尔索的女朋友。检察官详细地询问着他们。在莫尔索的母亲去世后
The prosecutor and the female lawyer questioned the woman in charge of the gate and Mr. Moore in detail about the circumstances surrounding Mrs. Moore's death after her mother passed away.
莫尔索的反应和态度
Moore's reaction and attitude.
养老院院长说
The director of the nursing home said,
莫尔索一次也没有哭过。
Mercer never cried.
下葬之后
After the funeral,
马上离开
Leave immediately.
也没有在墓前默哀
There was no silence in the background.
门房说
The gatekeeper said,
莫尔索抽了烟睡了觉
Moore fell asleep after smoking a cigarette.
还喝了牛奶咖啡
Also drank milk coffee.
莫尔索的女朋友在检察官的逼迫下
Under the pressure of the prosecutor, Moore's girlfriend was forced to
不得不说出莫尔索在母亲下葬后和自己度过的快乐日子
I have to say the happy days I spent with my mother after her funeral
世人没有撒谎
People have not lied
并不等于说出了真相
This doesn't necessarily mean that it's the truth
最终
Finally,
检察官指控莫尔索怀着一颗罪犯的心
The prosecutor accused Moore of harboring criminal intent
埋葬了一位母亲
Buried a mother
由此
Therefore,
检察官断定
The prosecutor concluded that
莫尔索是一个冷血的人
Morsel is a cold-blooded person
他杀人是有预谋的
When the murder is premeditated,
是故意的。
It was intentional.
这风马牛不相及的指控。
This accusation against the Volma cattle is irrelevant.
莫尔索只觉得荒谬。
Moore only felt ridiculous.
莫尔索扪心自问。
Moore's self-reflection.
他是爱母亲的。
He loves his mother.
但没有人理解他对母亲的感情。
But no one understood his grief over his mother's death.
看着律师
Looking at the lawyer
检察官证人
Witness prosecutor
还有旁听席上的记者
There are also reporters in the audience.
听众都在滔滔不绝地谈论自己
The audience was engaged in a lively discussion,
而自己却毫无插嘴的余地。
And he had no room to argue.
莫尔索这个当事人反而成了整个事件的局外人。
The person involved more actually became an outsider in the whole event.
此时的莫尔索想大声地问问他们。
At this moment, Moores wanted to ask them loudly,
谁是被告呢？
Who is the defendant?
但思虑再三
After careful consideration,
他又觉得无话可说
He felt that he had nothing to say.
最终莫尔索选择了沉默
Finally, Moore chose to remain silent.
莫尔索深知
Moore deeply understood.
无论他怎么解释
No matter how he explains,
都不会被人理解
None of them will be understood.
当法庭从事实审判变成了道德审判
When the court becomes a moral judgment,
莫尔索无疑被钉在了世俗伦理的耻辱柱上。
Moore was undoubtedly placed on the pillar of secular ethics.
最终陪审团被说服了，他们以法兰西人民的名义判处莫尔索死刑。
The jury was ultimately convinced to sentence Moore to death in the name of the French people.
此时
At this time,
莫尔索才发现
Moore realized that
他的命运完全由别人来决定，自己真正成了一个局外人。
His fate was completely determined by others, and he truly became an outsider.
莫尔索始终选择用冷漠对抗荒谬。
Morris always chose to confront absurdity with coldness.
他的冷漠是因为他坚持自己绝对而纯粹的处事准则。
His coldness stems from his unwavering adherence to his own strict and pure principles.
绝不屈从。
Never surrender.
绝不低头。
Never give up.
死刑之前。
Before execution.
神父走到牢中。
The priest walked into the cell,
试图对莫尔索进行感化
attempt to influence Moores.
他请求神宽恕莫尔索。
He asked God for forgiveness for the Moores.
但莫尔索彻底拒绝相信上帝的救赎。
However, Moores completely refused to believe in God's salvation.
他说
He said,
我不愿意人家帮助我。
I don't want people to help me.
我也恰恰没有时间对我不感兴趣的事情再发生兴趣。
I just don't have time for things that don't interest me.
他不曾忏悔。
He never repented.
不曾后悔。
Never regret.
平静地迎接死亡。
Embrace death peacefully.
对即将到来的死亡。
Regarding the impending death.
莫尔索看得很开。
Moore was very open-minded.
他认为人都是要死的。
He believes that everyone will die.
既然必有一死。
Since there is a certain death.
那么如何死？
So how to die?
什么时候死？
When to die?
也就无关紧要了。
It's not important.
对生命的释然。
Explanation of life.
让莫尔索不再惧怕死亡。
Let the Moores no longer fear death.
而是更加关注自己活着的每一秒。
Instead, focus on every second of your life.
在冰冷孤寂的牢房中。
In the cold and lonely cell.
莫尔索会自己玩记忆游戏。
Moore is good at playing memory games.
他在牢房里走一圈。
He walked around in the cell.
默默地记下房间里的所有物品。
Silently record all the items in the room.
随后
Subsequently,
他蹲到牢房的一角
He sat in a corner of the cell.
开始追忆这些物品的摆放位置
Start to recall the placement of these items.
花纹的颜色
The color of the pattern.
质地
Texture.
材料
Materials.
甚至每一条裂痕
Even every crack.
莫尔索经常沉浸在游戏中
Morris often immersed himself in games
中忘记了孤独
Forget loneliness
也忘记了自身的处境
He forgot his own situation
临行前的那个夜晚
The night before leaving
莫尔索想象着绞刑架的样子
Morrison imagined the appearance of the gallows.
也想象着女朋友那
I also imagined my girlfriend.
那充满阳光色彩的金色脸庞
The sunkest golden complexion.
当他半夜在监狱的小床上醒来时
When he woke up in his small bed in the prison,
他静静地感受柔和的星光照映在脸上的惬意，想象
He quietly felt the soft starlight shining on his face, imagining the pleasant feeling.
月光下
Under the moonlight,
乡野万里
Thousands of miles of countryside,
万籁俱寂的宁静，莫尔索
The silence was so profound it was deafening.
甚至能感受到夜的气味
Even able to sense the smell of the night.
大地的气味和海水的盐味
The smell of the earth and the color of the sea
他们给莫尔索带来了清凉
They brought coolness to Moore
此时的莫尔索似乎和这个美好的世界融为了一体
At this moment, Moll seemed to be one with this beautiful world
正因为如此
Therefore
莫尔索觉得自己过去曾经是幸福的
Moll felt that he had once been happy
现在仍然是幸福的。
It's still happy.
他仿佛真的成了自己人生的局外人。
He seemed to have become an outsider in his own life.
忘记了生命。
He remembered life.
看淡了生死，不纠结痛苦，尽情地感受着当下一点一滴的美好。
I've grown tired of the constant struggle and pain, and I'm choosing to focus on the small joys of the present moment.
这就是局外人，一个看似荒诞
This is a seemingly absurd
却无比真实的故事
But it's a very real story
回顾莫尔索这一生
Looking back on the life of Moore
他没有在母亲的葬礼上掉眼泪
He didn't cry at his mother's funeral
没有在法庭上为自己声泪俱下的辩解
I didn't make a tearful plea for myself in court
也没有在神父的面前忏悔求饶。
He didn't confess or beg for forgiveness in front of the priest.
他自始至终只是固执地守着自己的真实。
He has always been stubborn in sticking to his own truth.
可就是这个什么都没有做错的人
It's just that this person who did nothing wrong
却被整个世界判了死刑。
However, the entire world sentenced him to death.
行。只是因为他活成了人群里的异类
Because he lived as an outlier in the crowd
活成了那个不肯配合演出的局外人
To become the outsider who refuses to cooperate with the performance
但加缪偏偏在故事的尽头给
But Gar didn't end the story
给了我们一束光临行前的那个夜晚
Gave us a light for the journey
莫尔索躺在狭窄的牢房里慢
Mark was lying in the narrow cell.
天的星光落在他身上，那一刻他
The starlight fell on him and her at that moment.
不再愤怒
He is not angry.
不再辩解
No more excuses.
不再奢求任何人的理解
No longer seeking anyone's understanding.
忽然觉得自己过去是幸福的
I feel that I used to be happy and content.
现在依然是幸福的。
Now it's still happy fuck.
他终于在生命的最后时刻
He finally, in his last moments,
和这个对他并不温柔的世界达成了和解。
This has achieved reconciliation with the world that is not gentle to him.
所以你看，局外人真正想告诉我们的
So, what the outsiders really want to tell us is
从来不是教你对世界冷漠
It's never been about teaching you to be indifferent to yourself
而是教你对自己诚实这一生
Instead, teach yourself to be honest with yourself
我们或许都当过局外人都曾在某个时刻
We may all have been outsiders at some point
因为不够合群
Because of being out of sync.
不够慧眼
Not enough wisdom.
不够正常
Not normal.
而被冷落
To be ignored.
被议论被排挤
Being talked about and excluded.
但没有关系。
But it doesn't matter.
真正的归属感从来不是靠迎合换来的。
True belonging is never achieved through conformity or compromise.
真正爱你的人
truly love.
也从来不需要你费力表演。
You don't need to put in any effort to perform.
你只需忠于自己的内心，去哭，去笑，去爱，去感受，就已经足够。
Just be true to yourself, cry, laugh, love, and feel. That's all you need.
愿我们都能像最后的莫尔索一样。
I hope we can all be as steadfast as the last of the Myro people.
哪怕不被全世界理解。
Afraid of not being understood by the whole world.
依然能对着满天的星斗在心里。
Still able to look at the stars in my mind.
轻轻地说一句
Say it softly.
我活得很真实
I live a real life.
所以我很幸福
I am happy.